Democrats drop Bidenomics catchphrase, ineffective, tone deaf. By Wendell Hussebo on December 4, 2023. House Democrats abandoned their economic catchphrase Bidenomics in recent weeks because it is reportedly an ineffective and tone deaf messaging vehicle to hype President Joe Biden's struggling economy. The dropped catchphrase highlights the Democrat Party's infighting about how to shore up Biden's economy heading into the 2024 election. The Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee and House Majority PAC no longer use Bidenomics, a phrase the White House coined earlier this year to cushion Biden's troubling approval rating, Axios reported Sunday. The term is nowhere to be found in any of the House Majority PAC's public releases and posts except for a single press release on July 31, the outlet noted. Axios reported Democrat concerns. The term was seen as tone-deaf to voters still struggling economically and also invoked a president with lackluster polling numbers. One Democratic strategist said the biggest problem wasn't using Biden, but that the term was too philosophical and required too much explanation. House Democratic Caucus Chair Pete Aguilar, Democrat California, has avoided Bidenomics on his social media and press releases, except sharing one article on Facebook with the term featured in the headline. His team said he has invoked Bidenomics during press conferences. Biden also dropped the catchphrase during his prepared speeches. NBC News reported he hasn't used it in public remarks since November 1. Biden reportedly believed the phrase could backfire if the economy remained sluggish. "I can understand that," Representative James Clyburn, DSC, told NBC News when asked about the president's unease with the term. "I don't like it either." Polling shows Biden's economic messaging failed to impress voters. Biden's struggling economy is the number one issue for 2024 voters. Voters trust former President Donald Trump over Biden on economic issues. Follow Wendell Hussebo on X @WendellHussebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.